Aloha mai kakou. This is John Tilfin, Senior Pastor of New Hope Oahu. In a moment, a message from our founding pastor, Wayne Cordero, on Words of New Hope.
Hey, you got this boat on like on Craigslist, eh? You had to drop the price. Desperate, no, bro? Okay, I'll tell you what, bro. I'll give you half, and you put it on the barge for me. Hey, take it or leave it, cuz. It's gonna help ya. Click. Be very different, the ending, wouldn't it? It's almost as if the Lord says, Wayne, you want to enter the kingdom? Then do as I tell you. Because not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. You can still be a Christian, but you may not enter the partnership of something far greater that you can't even see.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero. Today, we conclude our series on the kingdom of God, and Pastor Wayne will show us who the happiest people are on earth. And you don't even have to go to Disneyland to find them. Well, that message will be coming up in a moment, but first, we invite you to join us for a few minutes of worship from New Hope. Here now is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Invitation to the Kingdom.
Would you write down number two, give alms in secret? What's an alm? An alm is giving to someone that is less fortunate than you are. That's all. Someone that may not be as postured as you are, someone not as positioned as you are, and they just need help. It doesn't have to be a poor person, it's anyone that just needs help. But give it to them in secret. I mean, you know, you say, but if I give it to them in secret, they won't recognize me. Oh, yeah, but God will. God will. There's a man named Cornelius that was a centurion and prayed, and God answers him. And watch this. Let's read this together. Go. Cornelius, your prayer has been heard. Here it is. And your alms have been remembered before God. Who remembers your alms? God, yeah. You see, remember Matthew 6? The Lord says, beware of practicing your righteousness before men in order to be noticed by them, for you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 6. So one of the greatest combatants against greed is giving alms in secret. I don't need any adulation. Don't put my names up in lights. You know, you give. Sometimes we give and then we put it up in Facebook. Look, I gave $5. Okay, like me, come on, like, yeah, you push like. Isn't that right? We do that, that's just how we are. our psyches like that. And the Lord says, don't do it. Give alms in secret, your Father will remember. And if you give to the poor, let's read this. This is really cool. Read this, go. He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will, who will reward you? God will reward you. Give alms in secret. One of the best remedies for greed, because not one of us is immune from that, even Christians. The story of this guy was crying, oh, and his friend came and said, why are you crying so much? Oh, you know, 3 weeks ago, my grandpa died and he left me his house. His friend goes, and you're crying, so I'm not finished, there's more. 2 weeks ago, my brother died and he left me $20,000. The friend goes, what are you crying for? He said, I'm not Paul. 1 week ago, my cousin died and left me his house and his boat. This friend is saying, what are you crying for? He said, well, this week, nothing. Greed. And when you give in alms, it remedies that. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him. I remember it was some time ago, I was part of the Metro Club here in the Rotary, and it was a great program. And every Thursday I would go to have breakfast with my Rotary Club, and I'd pass by the downtown bus station where there's quite a few homeless people. And as I'm walking now by this, I see one that looks hungry. He's kind of famished and just kind of, you know, by himself. And I just heard the Lord say, give him a dollar. And you know, within like a little bit, God can, you know, like in nanoseconds, God can have a whole conversation with you just this fast. And you're going really slow. You know, it's like, what? And God is like talking to you. Well, he, as I went by him, God is saying, give him a dollar. And in my mind, I started arguing with God, giving him excuses as why that wouldn't be a good idea. You know, it's like, no, God, because if I give him a dollar, he will not buy a meal. He will use it for booze. And the Lord spoke, this is true. The Lord just spoke to me and said, okay, if that will cause him to buy booze, then go and buy him breakfast. And I said, no way, that costs $4.95. It's like God is saying, so the issue wasn't money, it's your greed. And if you have greed inside, you'll always have reasons and excuses as to why you shouldn't do this. And it's not because it's scriptural or non-scriptural or I can or I can't or this or that. I'm still wrestling with something inside, so just break it out. I'll provide everything you need, but you have to get that going so life returns to your soul. So make friends by use of money. Make it something eternal, and then give alms in secret. And then what we do right here, and you've already been so faithful in doing so, but give faithfully in tithes and offerings. You say, remind me again, why tithes? Because Deuteronomy 14, 23, read it with me, would you? Go. The purpose of tithing is to teach you to always put God first in your life. Not last, first. First. So we have a tendency to put him last all the time. Well, where did it start? It started way back in Leviticus. See, in those days, it was an agrarian society or an agricultural society, and everybody had a plot of ground. And here's what it says. Let's read nice and loudly what it says here. Go. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field. You are to leave them for the needy and the alien, for I am the Lord your... Yeah, he says, when you harvest, leave some intentionally in the name of the Lord, because it's to help others in the name of the Lord. And it was done intentionally. You give that. That was a part of their giving regimen. Now, if you're harvesting grapes, here's what he says in Deuteronomy. Go. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not go over it again. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the... Here's what he's saying. When you go and you harvest your grapes and you look back and say, oh, there's a couple of clusters I missed. Oh, don't go back. Leave it intentionally in the name of the Lord. You understand? They used to have what they called the Lord's acre. So one out of 10, this acre is called the Lord's acre. And everything we harvest off of this goes to the work of the Lord to help people in the name of the Lord intentionally. But we move from the agricultural age to the industrial age, and we don't have plots of ground. We have a paycheck. That's our plot of ground. In the same way, we take the first tenth, not the last, but the first, and we give that to the work of the Lord. Same thing. It began way, way long ago. That's the DNA of the people of God. But it's not the last tenth. It's the first. And the word tithe is exactly that. And I say to people, whatever you want God to bless, make him first then. Put him first. If you want God to bless your marriage, put him first in your marriage. You want God to bless your dating, put him first in your dating. You want God to bless your finances, put him first in your finances. That's the beginning of it all, not the last. There's a little girl that was given two shiny quarters by her mom. She's 7 years old. And the mom said, if you take this quarter and go to Sunday school and put it in the offering, you can take this quarter and buy yourself some candy on the way home. She said, and she was jingling these quarters, running to Sunday school. As she turned the corner, boop, one just ding, 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 went down through a grating in the manhole. And she looked, she saw that shiny quarter down there, and she went down to grab it, and it was just out of her reach, and she stretched as far as she could and still couldn't get it. Big tears started to come out of her eyes, and she looked up to heaven, and she said, dear God, there goes your quarter. Not last, first. And that's the tithe. Now what you're going to read in your notes with me is seemingly a pretty tough scripture. Because you see, if God gives us enough seed for the sower and seed to sow and to give enough for that other people could have too, but if I take it all for myself, then God says, what I wanted to use for the work of God, you're stealing, as it were. And that's what Malachi 3 says. Let's read it it's in your notes and it won't come on the screen, but let's read it here. Go. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. And here's my favorite part. Go. Then I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord of hosts. Oh, I love that. God says, I will rebuke the devourer for you so that there will be a beneficial reward in your life because you are learning that this is the principle of God. I'll take care of this side. You take care of this side. Test me on this, says the Lord, and see if life will not begin to return. Oh, I think that's so cool. And that's how we enter into the kingdom. And I write as an after note, number 4, would you write in your notes? And I think this is so true. People who give got to be the happiest people in the world because they don't have all of that stuff that they got to hang on to because it kills you. It removes life instead of bringing life. Let's read what it says, Luke 6, go. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Oh, I love that. Let's read the next one, go. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the next two, happy is he who is gracious to the poor. And the last, he who is generous will be blessed. Again and again, God says to be a people of the kingdom. Get in the game and watch what I'm about to do. Now, I'm going to share with you a story that I think really has a connection. And I'm not quite sure, but I think it does. And you can be the judge of this. And how our perspective of how we utilize money, it's not this only. It's something deeper if we're a people of the kingdom. Now, let me explain it. I love ocean sports, so I paddle a one-man canoe. I love to be in the water, but when the Lord asked me to turn this college around for the legacy of our students, and in fact, by the way, we're trying to get some scholarships now for the children of incarcerated parents in this church so that their future can be completely changed and get to the college. Isn't that great? And that'll be just the beginning of a wonderful movement. Oh, my. And so anyway, the college has turned around and it's got some, just in fact, they just had an accreditation meeting in Florida, and our college was given the highest awards and accolades. And so it's just neat to see what God is doing. But so now I'm back, but when I was going up there, I had a one-man canoe, and I thought, I don't want to just sit here in my garage. Someone should use it and enjoy it. So I sold it for a good price to someone in the church so they can use it. And then I turned the collar around, came back home, and I thought, I want to get another boat now. And I've been looking around. I didn't really find the one that I wanted. And then just recently, about a week and a half ago, I saw on Craigslist the one I wanted in Maui. And so I thought, wow. So I'm calling this guy up. And the first thing that comes through my mind, because it was 3 weeks on Craigslist and he actually lowered the price, I thought, ooh, you know what I'm going to do? Because it's been on Craigslist so long, I'm going to lowball this guy. Just going to lowball him, you know, because he wants to get rid of it. I'm going to lowball him. And just when I said, this is a true story, just when I said that, I heard the Lord say, don't you dare. You pay him the price that he wants because that money is for something that you don't know about, and you just pay the price. I said, no way, God. I'm going to lowball this guy. And he's got to send it over. And since he's so desperate, I'll just have him send it over on his own dime. I said, yeah, man. And the Lord said, don't you do it. And so I thought, okay. So I called him up and said, hey, you know, I'm looking at your boat and how much do you want for it? Okay. All right. Okay, I'll pay that. And not only that, because see, the Lord said, pay him more. I said, if you will take it to Young Brothers and ship it, I'll pay you for your time and your effort to even do that. And he said, oh, wow, thanks. And so click. I call him back a couple of days later to see how things are going. And he says, could you give me your contact information? Because I'm gonna ship that boat over for you. And I said, oh, great. My name is Wayne Cordero. And he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, are you that pastor of that church called New Hope? I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, oh, and your books. I said, yeah. So I said, let me send you some books, which I did. I sent him 3 books. And I said, let me send you some books. And he said, oh, thanks. You know what? He said, I'm thinking about going to church this Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to church. And I said, fabulous. Well, click. I hang up. Now, Monday after church, he texts me. Wayne, I went to church Sunday. I received Christ, and I was baptized yesterday. Wow. And it's not done. And he said, and I'm moving to Honolulu. That's why I needed the money. And I'm moving in April, and I want to make New Hope my new home church. Wow. See, the ending would be so different if I would have tried to lowball him. Hey, you got this boat on Craigslist, eh? You had to drop the price. Desperate, no, bro. Okay, I'll tell you what, bro. I'll give you half, and you put it on the barge for me. Hey, take it or leave it, cuz. It's going to help. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Click. Be very different, the ending, wouldn't it? It's almost as if the Lord says, Wayne, you want to enter the kingdom? Then do as I tell you. Because not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. You can still be a Christian, but you may not enter the partnership of something far greater that you can't even see. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And God's going to speak to you. And it'll start with this. And when God starts giving you freshness, keep listening, because you'll be a part of something far greater than what these eyes can see. And you won't just be someone on the edges or someone on the inside the paint. You'll be someone who has understood what it means to enter the kingdom of God. That's what he wants us to do. And I want to give you as well an invitation to enter the kingdom of God. What do you think? Let's do it. Would you stand with me? Thanks so much. If you recall, the very first steps on entering the kingdom is conversion, which simply means I say yes to Christ. God is a gentleman. He'll never force his truth down your throat. He'll make it available. But Revelation says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. God's a gentleman. And he waits for us to open the door because he wants a partnership. He doesn't want to barge in. He wants me to let him in. Because then he wants my heart to be a part of this. If you've never received Christ, make today the day where you just simply say, Lord, with this upraised hand, I'm saying, please, I give you permission, come in my life and take over. I need your help. I don't want to be making excuses. I just need your help. And I'm not asking for rationale. I'm not going to shuck and jive you. I'm just asking right now for your mercy and grace. That's what I need. And when God sees that, phew, everything starts to change. But it begins with you and me at conversion to receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. And those that will be baptized today are taking that second step, saying in public, I'm going to die to the old Wayne, and I'm going to come up as new to follow Christ, and I want to enter the kingdom to be a part of what he has, not just spectate it, not just hear about it, but I want to be a part of that. And I so want this church to be a part of that in the days to come. Let's do it together. So if you've never received Christ, do so today. And you've never been baptized, do so today. Let's pull the trigger and be a people of action, not just Lord, Lord, but be action, be action-oriented people. I want to give you the chance to receive Christ if you never have. So would you bow your heads with me? And we're going to pray. And if you're here and you'd say, Wayne, I need to receive Christ, today's the day. Come into my heart. Would you right now raise a hand? And in doing so, you're saying yes. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Lord sees that. You too. Yeah. Lord sees that. All right. Good. You too. Right over here. Anybody? Yep. In the back. Yeah. Just raise them up for me just a second here so I can see them. Okay. Yep. Okay. God bless you. Yep. Yep. On the sides. Yep. In the back. Good. You can put them down. And if this is the first time you're receiving Christ, there's some yes packets outside. Ushers will have them. Grab one. It's free of charge. Has a Bible and some follow-up material on the inside. If you've never been baptized, join us. 3 o'clock. But let's all say this prayer together. Would you pray this with me out loud? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus, that you came, died for my sins, that I might have life everlasting. Change me. Make me the person you want me to be. I turn my life to you. Help me to enter the kingdom so I might walk with you. And now I say this so everyone hears. So you hear me. So I hear myself. And the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord, thank you for making us a people of the kingdom of God, not just churchianity people, not just religious people, but people who stand for the cross in these last days, people that partner with you as those of the kingdom of God. Thank you for that. And now add your blessing as we say thank you for allowing us to be people who stand We bless you in Jesus' name, we pray. And everyone says, hey, welcome these who said yes to Jesus.
You've just heard the conclusion of a series entitled Invitation to the Kingdom by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening. Now for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.